Yes.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Brother Louis Parker Jr. with a member of the Darien Loop Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, and has been a minister for the past X amount of years. Amen. Every time you tell somebody you how long you've been preaching, you might feel you're getting old. But I feel that, I feel so good. This is Bible. We have two programs, one at 7:30 Tuesday night, the other at 7:30 Thursday night. And Bible Question Answers is hosted by Brother Horace Robbins. So he will be hosting that program on Thursday. On this night, I host the program Bible. In other words, Bible as being defined as an acronym. Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And that's what we all must do. Now, you got a choice now. We have been commanded to do that. But it's not the kind of command that you're going to be beaten or whipped, but you're going to live a tough life here, and you will not be saved. You're going to go to hell then. And I always ask the question, what in hell do you want? Tonight, our program, Bible, is going to be taken down to instruct us the Old Testament. The Bible says whatsoever things written aforetime, written by our learning, that through patience and comfort of the scripture, we might have hope. So we got to keep hope alive. Hooray! Keep hope alive. Now, how do we know? We're in bad situations. We're leading to a worse situation in the United States. The Bible has already defined over and over again in the Old Testament that God's people sometimes stop doing his will and what he did to wicked places. They do not last long. We used to praise this country as being one nation under God. Hooray! But right now, we're one nation under Satan. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 9. We're going to start at verse 13. Repeatedly is spoken of in these chapters here of Isaiah about the people. The Bible says in verse 13 of Isaiah chapter 9, for the people turneth not unto him that smiteth me, neither do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore the Lord will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush in one day. The ancient and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed.
Amen.
You see, we as a nation now, we, if we do not repent from this foolishness that we've turned to, we will be destroyed. And the enemy is in the camp laughing pathetically at us. We got them now. Did you hear even earlier that they want to stop all these Muslims from coming from overseas here? We find that there are masjids in almost every major city and good town in America. And they're saying in Washington to stop that. Now, you notice something else where that storm or where that disaster was in New York, the Muslims wanted to build a masjid on that property. We've got to wake up now. God even told Israel to shut the gates, close the gates. Now, the gates are a problem, true enough. but the mind and the leadership of America has turned wicked against God. Our Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, declared that men could marry men and women could marry women. They have said God is a lie. God saw that there was nothing on earth that be compatible with man. So God took a rib out of the side of that man. And from the dust of the earth, that red dust, the same dust that Adam was made out of, he created a woman for the man. And ever since then, God has declared, when a man leaves his mother and father, for this cause shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife, and they shall become twain, one flesh. Adam did that. We got with Eve. That was it. They conceived it together. Many of us don't even know this. How many of us are related to Adam and Eve? The reason I put it like that is because I don't know where black people came from according to the history of America. They're beginning to change it now. We all are descendants some kind of a way from Adam and Eve. God did that, not man. And God told us, Jesus, when he came here on the earth, when the God that was doing the creation here, Jesus spoke this world into action. The Holy Spirit made it happen. Jesus spoke it. God is the seeker. The Father is the thinker. He has never his throne. Christ left and came down to the earth. Stood there and spoke it into creation. The Holy Spirit, the action part of the Godhead, created it all, did all that Jesus told him to do.
Man.
Now listen, we've got to understand that regardless of what you might think, and when you go to any church, you say, oh, I had a good time. I wish it. The voice of God does not say that. Jesus Christ said he would build his church. Christ said in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, people want to feel good and go into any kind of church they can. Whatever the church is in, whatever the so-called reverend, which is wrong, is saying, he's lying. No man is reverend. God is reverend. Holy and reverend is his name. And we need to get that to our heads. Now, I know that sometimes it's just look like it's pathetic to quit to just stop preaching the gospel, because so many people are going the wrong way. Millions and trillions of people have gone the wrong way. Well, listen, brethren, we as true gospel ministers, we must preach the word regardless to the circumstances that you're in or that your country is doing. God will make miracles happen through you preaching the word. As a matter of fact, by you preaching the right doctrine right now, you're being blessed, because God wants that word preached now. Because this country has become a world of hell in it. gays running everywhere. And they're declared to be right by the government. Now, you going to tell God he's a lie? A man should never marry a man. Neither a woman marry a woman. God declared that a sin. As a matter of fact, we're the new Sodom and Gomorrah now. Mm-hmm. We're the new Sodom and Gomorrah. Now we got to preach and change it. We got to let these folklore organizations change it. We need to get a good president in there that might change it. And the way that Mr. Trump talked, he talked like he's going to get in there. And that's what we need, somebody that don't is not a part of the clique, a part of the clan. See, that's how evil and everything else goes. Once you become a part of it, he's not a part of it. Nobody in Washington can tell him what to do. But the whole thing is, he can come in to address all the wickedness, and I hope that's what he's struggling to do. Just like we're fighting a fight now. Preachers of the Church of Christ, preach that doctrine. Live that doctrine. Don't be no thieving, hustling, whoremongering preacher. Preach the doctrine. Stand on the word. We need that now. In these other churches and so-called churches, the preachers are doing some of anything and everything. Especially whoremongering up in the church. Put the sign of approval on fornication and adultery. Right. Do what you want to do. Just come here on Sunday morning and they're going to make you feel good. Right. The boom, boom, banging and that, those instruments. Now listen, Church of Christ preachers. We got too much foolishness going on with the singing that we're doing. The Bible commanded us to sing. Not the boom bang. Speaking to yourselves, Ephesians 5:19, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making the melody in your mind. Not with your mouth, not with the piano, not with the guitar, not with the organ, not with the drums, not with the saxophones and everything else. Making that melody with your mouth and the melody rather in your heart and singing with your mouth. We're about to get it right now. We get it right. Churches have become Sunday morning nightclubs. Get in there. And they just get the boom bang and the can on. And I think some of them probably, if they already have it, go start bringing some alcohol in there. They won't call it alcohol, but it'll be wine with alcohol. And they may not leave the church on Sunday night. And then go back to the nightclub. We got to straighten up and fly right. Church of Christ is the only church you can be saved in. Now, every Church of Christ ministering church is not doing right now. We got to whip them back out. We got to disclaim them. Move on with the word and the doctrine of Christ. Stick with it. Bible even tells us, even if we go to a worldly church, he said, wherefore, come out from among them, be separate, touch not, taste not, have not the unclean things, and I will receive you unto myself. Now, Christ's going to quit receiving us if we keep on with that hell going up in some of the churches of Christ. How are we going to tell other people how to live and what to do if we got nothing but hell going on up in the church? If that preacher ain't doing right, sit your up on a stump somewhere. Get out of that pulpit. Because God's going to put you out there one way or the other. He's a powerful God. You mess with Christ's church. You have to understand that. You got the name Church of Christ up there, and then you got all kind of hell going on up in there and all kind of wickedness going up in there. God's going to stop you. He will. I've seen two shut down in my life that was creating all that hell up in the church. Let's get right. Let's get right. For it's the leaders of this people that do call them to ill. And they that are led of them are destroyed. We want to stop some of these wicked leaders from destroying the people. Not only in the world, but in the church. Isaiah 9 and 16 tells us that. For the leaders of this people call them to error, and they that are led of them are destroyed. America, we're not going to let the government, the Supreme Court, rule us. We are members of the body of Christ, and we must let you know that you are not the leaders of Christian people. We thought we had a Christian nation, but now we have a Hellenistic devil nation, and all the sins now have increased and getting worse in America because Paul told us in Romans chapter 1. Now we need to repent as a nation. I think I've said more than enough, but I'm all upset tonight. We got Brother Johnson on, and Brother Williams is here, and we just opened up the door now. Brother Johnson of Wharton, Texas is on. Come on in and hit us some more, sir.
Yes, I agree with what you're saying, my brother. The Bible tells us we better get it right.
Yes,
you're not going to stay here forever. If you're not in Christ Jesus, you're going to be lost. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, beginning at verse 1 through 4, he said, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearance. The word, be in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears turned unto fables. The time is now to preach the word of God. Men have got away from the book. And when I say the book, I'm talking about the holy book. I'm talking about the word of God.
Amen.
And 1 Timothy chapter 4, and beginning at verse 1, he said, Now speaketh expressly in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, to abstain from meats, to receive his thanksgiving. God has created to be received with thanksgiving out of them that which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ and nourish up the word of faith and good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. The Apostle Paul telling us the time is coming. The time is here. Our country is so messed up.
Amen.
We better start preaching the word more than we ever preached it. We better tighten it up and get it up straight. Tell it like it's wrote in the book, no matter who it hurt. If it hurt your family, tell them. If it hurt your leaders, tell them. If it hurt anybody, tell them. If it hurts me, tell me. Because my Bible tells me to tell the truth, just like it is. Over the Old Testament, Isaiah, beginning at verse 3 through 18, I like what Isaiah said in verse 18. He said, let us come together and reason. The world needs to come back to the word of God.
Amen.
They need to pick up the book and start reading it again, Brother Parker.
Yes.
We are living in the days of Solomon and Gomorrah, like you said, in Genesis 19, chapter beginning at verse 1 through 26, it talks about how they lived. They lived sexual lives, immortality, and all kind of wickedness, and men wanted to go with angels and all that foolishness.
Amen.
But God had a plan. He wiped them out because of their foolishness. And God is getting ready to wipe out this nation because of its foolishness. There's
Amen.
A few faithful saints in the world that God is holding back. Not that God can't destroy it, but he don't want to destroy his people amongst the wicked.
Amen.
So we as members of the Church of Christ has got to preach tight. I mean tighter than we ever preached. Call
Amen.
It what it is. It's called sin. It ain't called a mistake. It's called S-I-N, sin.
Yes.
Peter called it on the day of Pentecost when he preached to those folks on the day of Pentecost. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye
Amen.
Shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is a promise unto you and to those that are far off, as many as the Lord God shall call. He said, testify, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they gladly, not madly, but gladly received this word
Amen.
And were baptized, about 3,000 souls. We got to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and nothing else.
Amen.
Folks must hear the truth. The Bible tells me in Romans, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 1, it said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. But
yes.
so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death.
Amen.
Like Christ was raised from the dead, we should also walk in the newness of life. Too many people are in the church playing with God too much.
Amen.
They don't think God will destroy this world. God has the right to do it, but his mercy was holding him back from it.
Amen.
God's mercy will keep us safe, brethren, if we stay with the book. Don't let nobody tell you that God is not in the saving business. God
Amen.
Wants to save the children of Israel, then he wants to save us today. All
Amen.
We got to do is repent and come back to God. Be sincere with God.
Amen.
Give God all that you got while you got the time down here on earth. Because one day, we got to stand before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
We got to answer to him. What will we say then when we stand before him? And we're down on our knees. I hope to hear him say, well done, good and faithful
yeah.
servant. Come on in.
Yeah.
I'll make you higher, take you higher, and give you more. See, God wants to give you something. He wants to give you eternal life. But you
Amen.
Know what our problem is? We're stubborn. We're stiff-necked, uncircumcised, like the children of Israel was in Acts, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 48 through 51. We need to go back to the Word of God. And read the book, the only book on God's
Amen.
Earth can save all mankind.
Amen.
From your house to the White House, God can save. God can save all men that is willing to give up sin. But if you're not willing to give up sin, then you're willing to go to hell.
Amen.
Hell is prepared for anybody want to go. Brother Pop, I don't want to go to hell. I'm being straight up about it. I don't want to go there.
Me
I don't even want to see it. I don't
Amen.
Even want the Lord to show me what it looked like.
Me neither.
No, I don't even want to take a look at it.
I
believe what God said, what's going to happen is going to happen.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to have to face reality, brethren.
Amen.
The Bible tells us to wake up out of our sleep. And Romans, the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 11 through 14. We got to wake up out of our sleep
yes.
and put Christ on. We can't be playing around with God.
Amen.
And Galatians 3:27 says, for as many of you been baptized into Jesus Christ, have put on Christ.
Amen.
You got folks saying you don't have to do that. Well, the Bible says you do. That's the
Amen.
Book of instructions. God is real, church. Get serious with God. And God will be serious with you.
Amen.
You want to go to heaven? Do what God tells you. Just break down and do what he said. In other words, humble yourself before God. James
Amen.
Chapter 4, verses 6 through 10. Also in 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6. We need to humble ourselves. We need to do what the Bible says. We need to go back to the book and find out what the Master said.
Amen.
I am married to Christ. Romans 7, 1 through 6. I am married to Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through 25. The husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church.
Yes.
And the Savior
Amen.
Of the body.
Amen.
Christ is willing to save Brother Parker, Brother William.
Yes.
All the brothers in the world need to hear the gospel and obey the gospel and do what Jesus Christ say. Not
Amen.
What men say. If they're not preaching the gospel, like you said, Brother Parker, they need to get out of the pulpit and sit down
yes.
somewhere.
Amen.
They need to go somewhere and sit down. They're not ready
Amen.
Yet.
Amen.
The Bible tells us what to do, and yet we're going to argue with God. God
Amen.
Is in the blessing business of saving souls.
Amen.
You know, we know that he will hear the prayers of the righteous.
Yes, Lord.
So he'll turn his face against those that doeth evil. 1 Peter 3 and verse number 12. We got to go back. You know, I think about over there in Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. Begin at verse 1 and to 3. They found the book, and they preached the book, and they had a pulpit above the people, and they preached nearly 6 to 12 hours, stood there, and nobody complaining. We stand for 30 minutes, and everybody's hollering. I wish that preacher would hurry up so I can go home.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. How is you going to pass the test down here and can't pass the test in heaven?
Amen.
If you want to go to heaven, you got to do the job here to go
Amen.
To heaven. God is not going to save you if you die in your sin. Jesus
Amen.
Says in John 8 and 21 through 24, if you die in your sin, you can't come where he's at.
Amen.
You got to be free from sin. You got to obey the truth. John 8:31 and 32, Jesus said unto them Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. We got to go through Jesus to get to the Father.
Amen.
If we don't do it that way, we're going to be lost. And 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, he says, seeing ye have purified your soul by obeying
Amen.
The truth, you
Amen.
Must have the truth. There's no other way.
Amen.
To do it the way Jesus said do it. Jesus Christ wants to save all mankind. He wants all
Amen.
Men to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. But we got folks arguing and acting crazy, acting silly, playing with sin, and thinking God will not do nothing to them. Let me
Amen.
Tell you something. God curses up on the sinner and the wicked.
Yes.
The Bible tells me in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, and flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, punished with everlasting destruction from the presence and the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
God is going to destroy these nations that do not do what he tell them. God is not playing, brethren. God is sick of sin.
Amen.
Look at all these hurricanes and cyclones and tornadoes coming up.
Amen.
People are playing with God too much. God is not no toy you wind up, brethren, and put on the floor and play around with. God will hurt you.
Amen.
I'm telling you. People on the radio land all over the world need to hear the word of God.
Yes.
That goes from the president to my house to your house.
Yes,
President
Lord.
Barack Obama need to hear the word of God.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Bill Clinton, all of them need to hear the word of God.
Amen.
Whoever they select up in the White House, if he don't know God, he might as well go sit down himself.
Amen.
We need Christian leaders. Not know anybody that's wearing a pair of pants or a dress.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
We need men that will take a stand and stand for
Amen.
Truth and justice and
Amen.
Righteousness. That's what we need in the White House.
Amen.
We got folks now want to be in the White House and having gays and lesbian homosexuals and all this
yes.
foolishness up in the White House.
Yes.
It's all over the land and country. That's my
yes.
man now. And I go
yes.
with him and we married.
Oh,
Brother
no.
Parker, they want to say they can have children and adopt babies and all of that.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you what I know. They say
Amen.
They can adopt children, have babies,
Amen.
And all of
Amen.
This foolishness going on.
Yes.
But God. My God's going to do something. I know he's going to do something, Brother William.
Amen.
I know, Brother Parker. I know
yes.
he's going to do something. He's going to destroy a lot of folk because of the foolishness that they're doing, and they know
Amen.
Better.
Amen.
God is not
Amen.
Playing with us.
Amen.
Look at the tornadoes happening tonight. They talking
yes,
about
Lord.
Rain going to sure enough come tonight. Tornadoes.
Yes.
Hurricanes coming tonight now. We
yes.
know we're going to survive in the morning. I'm hoping.
Amen.
And I'm praying. And brethren, we
Amen.
Better get on our knees and pray to our God. Because
Amen.
I'm hoping that he will spare us to be able to teach the
yes,
nations
sir.
Of the world.
Amen.
We got the truth. We got to tell them like it is. We
Amen.
Can't play around.
Amen.
Got too much foolishness going on. Men talking about I do what I want to do. No, you can't.
Amen.
God is the one tells you what to do from the book. You ain't got no business doing foolishness when God done told you what to do.
Amen.
Don't tell me that you can't understand God's word.
Yes.
God put it on in a book. We can all understand it, Brother Parker. If I promise
Amen.
We don't want to do it.
Amen.
We can understand it. God is putting that. Let me show you an example. Jesus said long ago in Mark the 16th chapter, verse 15 and 16, he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He
Amen.
That believeth not shall be damned. He's going to hell. That's why he's going.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. And Matthew
Amen.
The 28th chapter, beginning at verse 18, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing
yes.
them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. And lo, I am even with you up till the end of the world. Jesus
Amen.
Said that. And we got men today. Oh, I understand that. Yes, you
uh-huh.
do.
Amen.
We understand, but I tell you what, if you die in sin, you're going to hell. That
Amen.
Is for sure.
Amen.
The Bible says it. The Bible tells me that in Job chapter 8 and verse 13, all hypocrites are going to hell.
Yes.
He didn't say a few of them. He said all of them. Going to hell if they don't get it right.
Amen.
I'm just telling you the way it is. We brethren, we better preach this gospel while we got a chance to. Because if we don't, we going to go to hell too.
Amen.
We got to tell it like it is.
Amen.
I don't. You know what, Brother Parker? I made up my mind a long time ago. When I got in the church, I said, I'm going to preach it like it is. I don't care if you hate me. You can kill me. You can do whatever you're going to do to me. I'm still going to tell you what the Bible say. God has sent me to tell you just like it is.
Amen.
He's a preach the word.
Amen.
Preach the word, brethren. We got to preach. You got to preach it in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Amen.
But the time is going to come that they're not going to want to hear it no more.
Amen.
But we got to preach it anyway. Preach it to them when they like it, and preach it to them when they don't like it. Huh?
Amen.
Bible is just as plain as on the nose on your face. And you
Amen.
Know, well, I don't understand why God allowed this to happen. You know why he allowed it to happen? Because the foolishness of men trying to be so smart, so slick, and so conniving, and thinking they're going to get away with it. Well, you know what? I stand by what Brother Johnson and Brother Parker and Brother Weedon and them preach. I'll do what I want to do. I tell you what, tell me that when you get to hell and see if you're going to say that again. God declared what he had to say.
Yes.
God's
yes.
word will prevail. God's
Amen.
Word will stand.
Yes, Lord.
God's word will not return back to him void. Isaiah 55, verse 9 through 11. When it goes out, Brother Parker, it stays out. And man better accept it and get on about his life so he can live and go to heaven, or he's going to end up in hell.
Amen. You're right.
Just ask the rich man where he at today. He in hell because he didn't do what he should have done.
Amen. Amen.
Too many people playing around with the word of God talking about, well, I do what I want to do. Who is you?
Amen.
We got to get strong in our faith, brethren. We got to stand on the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Amen.
Stand on it. If they're cutting your throat, stand on it. They cut Paul's head off. They hung Peter upside down on a cross.
Amen.
For his faith. He stood for his faith.
Amen.
Paul stood for his faith.
Yes,
we got to stand for something, brethren. See, the Bible already told us in Matthew 10 and 28, they can kill the body, but they can't do nothing for the soul.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
They can kill the body, but they can't do nothing to the soul. Thank God that he got control over the soul. Don't worry about the body, because the body going back to the dust, where it came from. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 20 and 21. It's automatic going back. It already tells us that in Job 34 and 15. Huh?
Amen.
Hebrews 9, 27 says, once a man appointed to die, then come the judgment. Huh?
Amen.
The Bible tells us, let me tell you something else, brother. We better die in the Lord. Because if we die outside of the Lord, we're going to hell.
Amen.
Huh? That's just the way it is. Revelation 14 and verse 13 says, die in the Lord. Down outside, you hang it up. You close the book. We got too many people today playing with God. I look at folks, they get on the TV, they're playing with God. They're playing with God in the Church of Christ today.
Yes.
Got brothers can't even speak to one another, Brother Parker. We got brothers that don't want to shake your hand no more. You got brothers in the churches get behind your back and talk about you like a dog to the other brother.
Say
you ain't no earthly good and all that old foolishness. But then he get up in your face, oh, brother, we a member of the same church in the same body, and yet he's cutting his throat all the time. Huh?
Amen. Amen.
Bible telling us what we need to do, and here we fighting amongst one another. God ain't pleased with us sometimes. And we supposed to have it too. We fighting amongst one another. We ought to be one of the lovingest people in the world.
Amen.
John 13:34-35 say, they'll know you by who you are, by my disciple, if you have love for one another. Do we have love for one another, or are we just saying that? Do we really care for one another? Paul said in the last verse in 1 Corinthians 13:13, he said the last word, charity, is all of it. And that word charity means love. And we act like, well, you know, I love my brother long, he's doing something for me. Well, if he ain't doing nothing for you, still love him. Help him turn it back over to one of you brethren that want to preach now.
Is that Brother Williams, John? Is there anyone else on? Brother Brown, anybody on? Have anything to say?
No, sir.
Yeah, okay, he's on?
No, sir, he's not on tonight.
He's not on tonight? Okay, I know Brother Parker is the fourth is not available. He's running the master ceremony at the Seawright Lectureship in Houston. Anybody got any calls or statements they want to make that's online or whatever?
Yes, sir. No, sir. Not at this time.
Not at this time? Ms. Johnson, you finished that, sir?
Well, if anybody else don't say nothing, I can finish the rest of my lesson up here. I'm trying to get a break to get in there.
Go ahead on and finish it then.
Well, let me give you another prime example about people today that's
yes,
doing that they should be doing, but they're not doing. Here we preaching the gospel to a lost and dying generation. I know somewhere somebody listening to Radio Land, they need to call in. I guarantee, without a shadow of a doubt, we will give them chapter, book, and verse about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you want to be saved, you're going to have to obey the gospel. There's only one gospel. They're not gospels. It's gospel. Not with an S, but without the S. And if we obey God's will, we can be saved. We have to surrender to God. Not to men, but to God. You see, most people surrender to men more than they are God. God's the only one that does the saving. We do the preaching, but God does the saving.
Amen.
And we act like we don't understand all of that, but that's too plain. That's too simple.
Yes.
Men get mad, swell up, and fussing and cussing, and all of that, and still going to lose their soul. Do you believe what the Bible says?
Amen.
You know what I hear people tell me, this Brother Parker, and I know they're not for real at it. Jesus made a statement. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandment. How in the world can you keep Jesus' commandment if you don't have them? You have to obey his will. Jesus said, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say, I have prophesied, cast out the devil, did many wonderful works. He will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Why, Lord? Because you didn't do what I told you. You didn't obey my will. Jesus said in Luke 6:46, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say?
Yes.
He said, why not? Why you calling me Lord, Lord, don't do nothing I say?
Amen.
It's a bad situation that we call Jesus Lord and ain't done nothing he said. We haven't obeyed his will. We haven't did nothing that he wants us to do, and yet we call him Lord.
Amen.
Say, oh, he my Lord, and he your Lord. God is not a sinner's Lord. If the sinner don't obey him, he's not none of his Lord.
Amen.
But we need to wake up and tell the people the truth. But we got folks who say that in a minute. He's my Lord. Well, I asked the question one time. I said, if he's your Lord, have you did what he said? What you mean, Brother Johnson? Have you obeyed the gospel? Have you been baptized for the remission of your sins? Well, I would go. You were going to do what? you never was going to do it because you didn't know nothing about it until I told you. Now all of a sudden you want to do something about it? Don't wait till you get on deathbed to do it. Do it while the blood running warm in your veins.
Amen.
Look here. Let me read something to you right quick. In Romans, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 17 and 18. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine, which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. God said, being free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness.
Amen.
After you obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
If you never obeyed the gospel, you are not free from your past sins. You are in your sin. See, what happens, men grab a scripture and they run with it. Like over in Jeremiah 23, beginning at verse 16 through 28. They run with the scripture and twist it all up and then tell them, I'm saved. Oh, they got another one out. God called me to preach. God never called a sinner to preach his word.
Amen.
He didn't call Paul to preach the first time. He called Paul by the gospel through Ananias telling him what to do. Ananias told Paul what he had to do in Acts 22 and verse 16. He said, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, called on the name of the Lord. When did he call on the name of the Lord? After he was baptized into Christ. We got folk today, Brother Parker said, well, I call on the name of the Lord, I'm saved. I said, you're lying to yourself. If what's good enough for Paul is good enough for me. You see, baptism was good for Paul. Baptism should be good for you, Brother Parker, and it should
Amen.
Be good for me. Baptism would put us all into Christ if we want to get in. See, we have to make up our mind, brethren, to want to get into Christ Jesus. You see, the Bible tells us how to get into Christ. And you know what? We still argue with Christ and go fool around there and go to hell, arguing with Jesus. Jesus
Amen.
Has told us what to do, Brother Parker, and yet we still stand there and argue with Jesus. Listen to what it says in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 4 through 6. He said, there is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. He said it's one. And yet we try to make like there's a whole lot of it. God
Amen.
Is wanting to save us. He says one baptism. And one baptism, we got to be baptized in the water. Just like the unit. One time we were teaching a lady here in the building. And she said, well, I was baptized, but it was in holy water. I said, ma'am, it was the Bible didn't say nothing about no holy water. It says water. I said, the eunuch was baptized in plain water, ma'am. No, he was baptized. I said, no, ma'am. He was baptized in plain water. It said,
Amen.
I said, he was holy there. He went down in the water by faith. He came up a new creature in Christ.
Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17.
Amen.
He became a new creature. See,
yes.
A lot of folk won't let nobody help them to get a proper understanding of the Bible. So
Amen.
They just argue and act crazy. And you're
yes.
trying to help them, and they think you're trying to destroy them.
Yes.
The Bible teaches us to go teach somebody else. After you
Amen.
Learn the truth, Brother Parker, you're supposed to teach somebody else. After
yes.
I learn the truth, I'm supposed to go teach somebody else. This teaching is supposed to keep on going.
Amen.
The more we can teach somebody and convert them to Christ, it'll be less what we got going on now. But the
yes,
sin
sir.
Is running. Sin is running all over the world. Everywhere. You can't turn for sin. But let
Amen.
Me tell you something, brethren. We better get it right. Because my God
Amen.
Can do something. I can see it coming. I can see it coming just as plain as day, Brother Parker. Because God has got fed
Amen.
Up with that. And God is not going to keep on putting it off and putting that wrath. You know what? Let me tell you, I'm a good brother or something. The wrath is upon the wicked already. It isn't just a matter of time.
Amen.
God destroying them. God don't want to do it, but you don't leave him no choice. Sometimes we just don't leave God no choice. God says, I want to save you. But you say no. And you keep saying no. Let me prove my point that I'm talking about, that what God said. Let me get Colossians right quick. Just real quick, brethren. Just hold on just a second. Just hold on. I want to show you something here. Philippians, Colossians. All right, here we go.
All right.
Colossians chapter 3. I want to show you something here. Let's see. Let's see where we're at. Verse 25. He said, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done. And there is no respect of person. All the word will keep doing wrong. See, he said, doeth wrong. He didn't say do wrong. He said do it wrong. I mean, you continually to keep on doing it. God will do something for you. He said to straighten you out one way or the other. Now, yes. I hope it don't be have to straighten you out in a casket and bringing you to a building, your body to a building, and we bury the remainders.
Amen.
If your soul ain't right, too late to get it right then. I have met and try to teach them the truth, Brother Parker.
Yes.
Straight out. Because they didn't want to do what God says.
Amen.
I said, don't do what I say. Do what God say.
Amen.
God is in the saving business.
Yes,
He's in the saving business of saving souls.
Amen.
S-O-U-L. He wants to save our soul. You know what? There was a guy the other day, Brother Parker, came up to me. And he quoted Matthew, the 25th chapter, starting at verse 35 through 46.
Uh-huh.
And he had a bottle of water in his hand, and he was talking to me. I said, sir, hold up. Stop in your tracks. I know what you're doing, and I know what you're going to say before you say it, because I see it on your iPod. Let me tell you something. That game you try to play on me, you need to go find somebody else to play it with. I said, because first of all, you need to obey God's will. That's the first step you need to do. No, you're not. You're not a Christian. I said, how you become a Christian? Tell me how you became a Christian. Well, I believe in God. That's all? Yeah, I said, well, let me show you in the book here. In James chapter 2 and verse 19, the Bible said, thou therefore believe that there's one God, thou there as well. But...
Right.
The devil's also what? Believe in what?
Yes.
See, if I had let him got away with it, Brother Parker, I bought you a bottle of water. I said, you could have gave me the water the first time. Same time.
Uh-huh.
I said, because, see, I know what you up to. I can see you for what you are. I talked to
Amen.
Him about time. I said, look here, I can see what you are. I got my Bible. I said, you don't even have a Bible. You can't. You typing all that stuff in that iPod, but get your Bible and let's see what it really says. I said, you misquoting the scripture anyway. And when he walked away with his head down. I said, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm trying to help you to save your soul if you're only listening to God. See, sometimes we got to stop those fellas in their tracks.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Can't let them get away with nothing, brother. We have
Amen.
To stop them in their tracks. See, what happened, what they try to do to me, Brother Parker, they look at me in a wheelchair, and they look at me as, well, you know, he's handicapped. I bring him a bottle of water, or I give him a couple of dollars, or I buy him a hamburger somewhere. I'm supposed to fall for the old gag trick. But when I start sharing them scriptures out there, oh, I didn't know you know that. Well, you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know me. So why you know what I don't know? You see, I'm for the real thing, brother. I'm for the truth. I'm not for no game play. I don't want your money. I don't want nothing from you but trying to help you to save your soul through Jesus Christ by giving you the word of God. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I be telling my brethren, preach the word. Drop all that old human prejudice.
Amen.
Preach God's word to a lost and dying generation.
Yes.
Folks are leaving here daily.
Woo-hoo.
By the thousands.
Yes.
They leave it here. There's no hope after death. If you die in your sin, you're going straight to hell.
Amen.
Jesus already judging us. The final judgment comes after death. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. Once appointed a man to die, then after that comes the judgment. What judgment,
Amen.
Lord? The final judgment. That's the judgment. I'm going to open the books on you and find out what you have done. I know what you have done. I want you to see what you have done. You haven't done my will. You should have obeyed my will.
Amen.
You should have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. But you fooled around here and played around here and didn't do what I told you.
Amen.
So now you got to face the judgment. You got to go to hell. It's plain and simple. People talk
Amen.
About, oh, God is so loving, he won't send you to hell. They must have read their Bible yet. Because in Psalm 139, verse 8, say, if you make your bed in heaven, I'm there. If
Amen.
You make your bed in hell, I'm there.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible's just plain. It's too plain for us to not miss those marks. In Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8, he says, all liars and all abomination and sin is going to hell.
Amen.
See, the Bible's just right. God's not going to excuse none of us. If we ain't did his will and ain't live right, he's going to get us. And God, you know what? You can tell God is fine with us, Brother Parker, because he tells us in Romans chapter 2 and verse 1, he said, you old man, you are without excuse. I'm judging according to truth.
Amen.
If you don't have the truth, God's going to send you where you're going supposed to go. That's the
Amen.
Hell. You got to have the truth to be saved.
Amen.
You can't just believe in anything that comes up.
Amen.
God is able to save our souls if we want to be saved.
Yes, Lord.
We got to do what he tell us. Brethren, I love all you brethren. That's the reason why I keep saying, preach that book. Preach the book.
Amen. Amen.
I tell my brethren over here that I work with Brother Leroy Williams. I said, brother, we got to preach the book. If we're not going to preach it, leave it alone because it's going to get
Amen.
You in serious trouble. That same book, God's going to open up the judgment. He said, I'm going to open up the book of life.
Amen.
And when you open up, Brother Parker, that's it.
Yes.
We done had it. We can't escape. And any time you hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and don't do nothing about it, it'll face you in the judgment. I tell
Amen.
You what I know.
Yes.
I've been preaching 43 years of this year, Brother Parker. And
Amen.
I know it'll face you in the judgment. It'll face me in the judgment if I tell you a lie.
Amen.
I got to tell you the truth. And nothing
yes.
but the truth. So help me, God. I
Amen.
Got to tell you like it's wrote in the book.
Amen.
God said it. That settles it. I turn it back
Amen.
To you, Brother Parker.
Yes, Lord. I mean, that's what I call dropping it like it's hot. And those that are listening, or if you're taping, or whatever you're doing, take this as nothing but the truth from the basic instructions before leaving Earth. Your Bible, the book of all books. There's no other book on Earth that is greater than the Bible. None.
Amen. Amen.
You never find one, man, and they've already said that. That's the book of all books, even on earth. But they're trying to slide it to the side, rewrite it, lie on it, and everything else. That's what's going on. And we are going to have to preach it as God has told us to do. Live it as God has told us to do. Obey like he has commanded and told us to do. In other words, go to the book and you can live the greatest life you could have ever lived.
Amen. Amen.
Now, what are you talking about, Brother Parker? I don't have a whole lot of money. Look, God knows every human being that has ever set foot on this earth. And before you did, God said, I knew you. Before you were consumed in your mother's womb. That's so deep. Nobody understands that. That is deep. Because no one can understand. God said, I knew you before you were consumed in your mother's womb. So every man or woman that's been born on this earth, God knew them before they got in. He knew them on this earth. In other words, God understands you and know you. Every human being that has ever been here and will come is different from any other human being that has been on this earth. That's God. That's why we got to bow down and recognize and worship God, because he is the creator of everything. We think we know something. We don't know nothing. You don't even know who's going to be born next on earth, where they're going to be or who they're going to be. And God already knows them. So we got to obey God. If you want to live that wonderful life that you want to live here on earth, you'll find it in Christ Jesus. And when you obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you're contented with your life as long as you live right. Now, when you start living like a hellion, your life won't mess up like that. See, a good life is only based on the gospel of Christ. People think, well, I got an education, I got a degree, I'm going to live a good life. Why don't you think that? You may be doing good, making money and everything, but living a holistic life, not understanding the joy of earth, the way God has created you and the earth to enjoy. So you can't embrace all of the riches of the earth unless you embrace Christ Jesus. And when you embrace him, that's it. Because I want to be a part of Christ Jesus. He's a man. They took him and beat him and spit on him and hung him on the cross and everything. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But he rose victoriously. Now, we go through some trials and tribulations on this earth and some problems and situations on this earth and everything. But as long as we can hold on to the gospel and teachings of Christ and do his will, it's going to be all right with you. God's going to bless you. And God will fight all of your enemies that are against you. The people that hate you, God will fight them. And you'll be smiling and doing good in front of them and don't even realize what you're doing. And they'll say some nasty things about it. I've had this happen to me many a time. Nasty, dirty, low-down things said about me. I didn't even know. I was happy in doing what God had told me to do. I didn't know how they were cussing about me and fussing about me and hating me. Didn't know it. I was told about it, and I don't care. Somebody that was there told me about what they were doing and what they were saying and what they were fussing, what they tried to do, and it didn't work that day. That's cold-blooded. God is a good God. Do his will. Live for him. Now, if you're here and listening and on this audience, if you're not a member of the church, we tell you you have to do things. You have to hear the word. Acts 15 and 7, you have to believe the word. Hebrews 11 and 6, you have to repent of your past sins. Luke 13 and verse 3, you must confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew 10 and 32, and we will bury you in the water of gave of baptism. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. You rise up out of that water, born a new creation in Christ Jesus, because you heard the word, you believed the word, you repented of your sins, you confessed Christ to be the Son of God, and you were buried in the water grave of baptism. Then you can walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Just keep living that life. Go be working with the church. You belong to a church of Christ somewhere on this earth. Be faithful to the doctrine and teaching of Christ. And you will live the most glorious life you could have ever lived on earth. And you will return, you will receive, rather, eternal life in heaven. Please obey the gospel. We are begging in Christ Jesus. Do that. And turn on Thursday night at 7:30 and hear us with our Bible question and answer hosted by Brother Horace Robbins. And on Tuesday night, call back again. And have something to say if you do. Ask questions or teach whatever you want to teach. The door is open to you. We just thank you because we know we're going to tell you the doctrine and the truth about whatever it is that it says. Brother John, do you have anything else to say, sir?
No, just keep preaching that word. That's all I can tell you.
Yes, sir. And Brother William didn't make it on. Is there anyone else on, Brother Brown? Brother Brown, he must be off then.
All right.
Well, nobody don't want to say anything like that, huh?
No, sir.
All right. Then, Brother Johnson, lead us in a closing prayer, please, sir.
All right. Dear Lord, thank you for this hour and time that you have blessed us to come together to study another portion of your word, that we will do better in the future than we have in the past.
Amen.
Father God, we pray a special prayer for Brother Parker, Brother Brown, Brother Robbins, Brother William. We pray that you will bless them continuously, that they may be stronger in their faith and steadfast in their hearts, Father. Continue to preach the word, Father. We pray that everything we do and say, that we may do it in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask all these blessings be done in Jesus' name. Let us say amen.
Amen.
Well, good night, gentlemen.
Good night, LeBron, Johnson, and anybody that's listening.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.